Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Martha Bradley. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the show where we delve into fascinating corners of the world's knowledge hidden away on Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're turning the clock back to the 18th century to explore the life and legacy of a remarkable woman, Martha Bradley. So get comfortable as we journey through culinary arts and enlightenment. Martha Bradley isn't a household name, but her contributions to the world of cookery, yes, cookery, are both intriguing and enlightening. Born in the early 1700s, Bradley lived in an age when cookbooks were beginning to capture more than just recipes. They were repositories of culture, science, and even societal norms. She authored The British Housewife, a comprehensive cookery book that went beyond simple recipes. It was published in 6 monthly installments between 1756 and 1758. Even in today's world of instant recipes and YouTube cooking tutorials, her work stands out. It's not just the collection of recipes that makes it noteworthy, but its blend of culinary instruction, household tips, and advice on food sourcing and storage. Imagine a time when your cookbook was also your household manager. Initially, let's picture the historical and cultural context of Bradley's era. During the 18th century, England was entrenched in Enlightenment ideals, with an increased focus on knowledge, science, and discovery. Society's approach to food was evolving, shifting from simplistic sustenance to an art form and a deeper exploration of the flavors and components that could enthrall the senses. Martha Bradley was at the forefront of this transition. Now, let's consider the role of women in this era. Marrying off your daughters was one societal expectation. However, for a woman to publish her works, particularly in a field as crucial yet underappreciated as cooking, was a groundbreaking achievement. Martha Bradley displayed a fierce entrepreneurial spirit. Her willingness to produce such a detailed and structured guide was a reflection not only of her expertise, but also of her belief in the importance of this knowledge. Have you ever thought about how cookbooks shape cultural identities? Martha Bradley's guide did just that, illustrating not only culinary techniques, but also providing glimpses into 18th century domestic life. Her work was an instructional encyclopedia for the household manager, laying out an understanding of climate, food preservation, and preparation that went well beyond simple cooking instructions. This begs an interesting question. How much of our current culinary knowledge and tradition have been shaped by such early works? As you whip up your next dish, consider the legacy of writers like Martha. What customs in your own kitchen reflect the practices passed down over centuries? What innovations occur without even realizing their roots are found in the manuscripts of women like Bradley. Martha's work also opens up reflections on gender roles and contribution, especially in the realm of published work. Her detailed description of cooking methods, kitchen equipment, and the science of food preservation were trailblazing for her time. While today's perspective may find the notion of a woman's place being in the kitchen reductive, consider how Martha leveraged this to craft authority and respect in a male-dominated sphere. Let's bring this into modern times with a thought experiment. If Martha Bradley had access to the technology and platforms available today, how might she use them to further her culinary passion? Would she host a podcast, have a YouTube channel? Maybe she'd start a blog. What innovations might she bring forward with the vast network of resources that we now often take for granted? As you listen here on Wikipedia, I encourage you to engage with the idea of forgotten histories and the uncelebrated contributors who have shaped our world. Martha Bradley's contributions remind us that historical narratives are filled with powerful, albeit sometimes quiet, voices of innovation and resilience. So, as you sit at your next meal, whether you're savoring a homemade pie or a simple salad, take a moment to reflect on the historical journey of those ingredients and techniques. How might Martha Bradley's centuries-old guidance still echo subtly today in our approach to food and hospitality? To close, I invite you to read more about Martha Bradley, delve into her recipes, and discover the connection between centuries-old culinary practices and today's bustling kitchen environments. Let your culinary explorations be infused with a sense of history and transformation. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. I hope you've enjoyed this exploration of Martha Bradley and her extraordinary contribution to our culinary heritage. Stay curious, stay informed, and join us next time as we uncover yet another captivating story from the vast reservoir of human knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Martha Bradley. Thanks for listening. See you next time.